Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya, where we talk all about Lyme and beyond, because as most of us know, Lyme rarely travels alone. I created this podcast to offer you hope and to remind you that healing is possible, because I healed from my own 13-year journey. Although it was exhausting, physically, emotionally, and financially, it truly was a blessing as it reshaped my mind, body, and soul. In this space, we share raw and real conversations with those who have made it through to the other side of the journey, along with breaking down different topics and approaches with practitioners. My goal is to make you feel less alone, more empowered, and confident in being your own advocate. If you're looking for more resources and tips, I share everything I learned along my journey on my Lyme and Beyond with Tanya Facebook page. So now let's get today's guest. Her name is Kathy, and she is going to take us, of course, through her journey. And we're going to talk and touch on so many different things, including some of the things she realized through her journey, the nervous system, what an important role it truly does play in our healing. And so I always love talking about that piece of the journey because so many people either don't know or they think, my nervous system, how could that really affect me from not getting well? So we're going to dive into that as well. So super excited to have this chat with you, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so fun to be here.
We're going to have a great conversation. So I'm going to let you start. Like, where does your journey start? Or maybe you don't even know, right?
Right. So I don't know when it started. I know when I was diagnosed, but we can start kind of at the midpoint because that's when I learned a lot about this Lyme issue and the journey. So in 2023, I had just become a realtor. It was a new career for me and very active, very busy, in and out. I live in Florida, and so the heat during the summer can be an issue. So I just thought maybe the heat was affecting me. But I just kept getting sicker and sicker. And by that, I mean fevers that wouldn't go away with no other sign, like runny nose or sore throat or anything, but just
Right.
fevers that wouldn't go away, blurry vision. That would come and go and then stayed. And I couldn't resolve that. I kept going to the optometrist and he said, this isn't your eyes themselves. So, just lots of just no energy. I was falling asleep by 10 a.m. and needing a nap again at 4 and needing to go to bed at 6 or 7. And when you're a realtor, you're kind of on all the time.
All
And
the time, yeah.
yeah, that sleeping schedule doesn't really work for that. And so I just was not feeling well repeatedly. And so I got some labs done and I had been seeing a holistic doctor in California when I used to live there. And we were seeing each other through telehealth. And then I found a doctor here locally. And they both agreed that I had Epstein-Barr levels off the charts. And so this active case of Epstein-Barr virus. But their treatments weren't working, mainstream or Western or holistic. We just couldn't get it under control. And so I began to do some research and sought out a specialist for that, and went to a clinic that I thought I would get treated for mono, for Epstein-Barr. And she actually discovered through lots of different labs, and she does all the different Lyme tests that are out there because some are false positives and false negatives. And so she just wants the full picture. So she ran all those tests as well as many other and discovered that I had Lyme. And by the lab results, I'd had it for quite some time and just didn't know it. And then, of course, that caused a whole immune system function dysfunction. And, there was an overgrowth of strep, of the EBV, Epstein-Barr virus, of Lyme bacteria, and just
You
it made
had it
so much
all.
sense. Yeah, I had it all, and it made so much sense why I was feeling like I was feeling, And then I just began really learning because I don't have that moment that I was bit by a tick, had the rash, all the things. I don't ever
And
remember
it's
being bit by a tick.
so
So.
crazy because so many of us don't,
Yeah.
right? Like we could get bit and we don't even know it because they put this little like a numbing thing as soon as they start to
Right.
bite us, right? And then we don't
Right.
feel anything and it could stay there forever. It could fall off. It could, so
Yeah.
many things. And then Sometimes we get it in utero, right? Like maybe we're born with it. So many different ways to get it that it is not shocking that many of us don't know how we got it. But it is interesting, a couple of things. So yeah, your kind of rabbit hole of all these symptoms that you had and didn't know what was going on. I think so many of us go through that, right? And did you ever catch yourself kind of gaslighting yourself at all? Like, oh, I have a new job and it's just stressful. Maybe, that's why I'm feeling like this. 'Cause I think we blame doctors for gaslighting us, but I also think we need to take some of the blame sometimes because we do gaslight
Oh, for
ourselves,
sure.
right?
Yeah, I definitely fell in that category because I am an ambitious person. I am what you would call the typical type A firstborn daughter. And so I go for all the things. I go 110% all the time. And so I just thought, well, I did think, okay, this is a new job, or it's the heat of the summer, or I'm of the age, postmenopausal. This is just being a woman at this age. But I do remember having a conversation with my parents saying, I can't feel like this and get old before I knew I was sick with Lyme. I was like, I don't think I could make it to 80. Like, I, like, this
Or
is,
you don't want to, right?
yeah, like, I can't live like this. Like, how do people, like, this midlife stuff is serious, I didn't know I was sick, but
And then I think too that, so here you are starting a new career, right? Being a realtor, which, by the way, I did that in my early 20s. So I'm a little familiar with it, right? Like you're kind of always on the go. It's a lot to learn. You got to make sure you dot all your I's and cross your T's. Like it's a lot. And so the stress, right? The overwhelming stress, because I believe that Lyme can lie dormant in our bodies for years, decades, forever. Or if you have an emotional or physical trauma, which maybe yours was that emotional trauma of the stress of the new job, it just brought everything out. Like we never know, right? But those definitely are some of the big reasons why this comes out of hiding. So wow. Okay. So you finally get your diagnosis. And then what do you do? You're overwhelmed. Like you're looking into it. There's so many options out there. There's so many opinions out there. There's unfortunately not one thing that works for everyone. And that's the frustrating part of this journey.
Yeah, at that point, I was so thankful that a doctor had finally recognized why I may be feeling poorly. And so then, of course, she really began to question symptoms and go back in history, and so much began to make sense. So I had had a pretty severe arrhythmia for the last 25 years, probably. And that is one of the number one symptoms of Borrelia is causing arrhythmia, burrowing into the heart and causing arrhythmia. But I'd been seen by cardiologists all over the nation. We had lived all over the nation, and it had gotten so bad in each place that I would go in and seek help, and they would recognize the arrhythmia. They could, see it on the scans or the tests. And just they all independently said it was benign and kind of sent me on my way. But it's very, very, I couldn't sleep on my left side for the entire, all those years because it would just get really, really bad. And then the other thing, this came later in the diagnosis, but in my late 20s, mid to late 20s, I would wake up in the middle of the night with anaphylaxis responses, just hive, like needing to rush to the emergency room, had no idea why. So we spent many years off and on experiencing this. My husband and I, him taking me to the emergency room. And they would say, just follow up with your doctor. We don't know why. We've run labs. We don't see why this is happening. I had tons of allergy tests. I eventually had a test that was successful and showed some of your typical allergies to wheat and dairy and eggs and those sorts of things. And when I cut those out, I did feel better. It just continued to happen off and on. Well, 6 months into treatment, I was feeling better, yet having these middle of the night attacks still. So, in total desperation, just crying out to the Lord, really, in the middle of the night, like, what could this be? I just don't even, I couldn't even sleep. I was so sick. And I was so, I had in the treatment after Lyme, which we can get into, I did experience the Herxheimer reaction. And so it was hard to determine what was what at that point. You know, I was pretty sick. And so, but the Lord brought a meat allergy to mind, and I just really had truly never heard of anybody being allergic to meat. I just thought that was like, I don't know, but I Googled it immediately and it popped up with Lyme. And that was the first time I heard of alpha gal. And
Alpha. Yeah.
I just,
So you think maybe all these years ago, you actually like it kind of
yeah.
makes sense, right? But yet, alpha gal has only been talked about for a handful of years, right?
Yeah,
Like,
so kind of the history. So I think it's Dr. Cummins is sort of the alpha gal specialist. I'm still learning all about it, but he has said, he's been noted as saying that's one of the only things that can cause such a delayed reaction, like where you would wake up in the middle of the night with this anaphylaxis sort of reaction, it was severe vomiting and hives and a closing off of the throat. And because alpha gal is a delayed reaction, it's usually about 6 hours after you have a meal. And, I didn't eat beef all the time. Beef is my primary allergy. I didn't eat beef all the time. And when I did eat it, it was usually at dinner. So that makes sense that it would be the middle of the night, but it just never ever dawned on me. Because doctors would say, really examine what you ate, and so I'm looking at ingredients of salad dressings and, different things. It didn't even ever dawn on me that it would be the ground beef or in my taco or whatever,
Right. And, there is also a lot of misconception out there. So alpha gal syndrome, AGS, is not, I mean, we call it the red meat allergy, right? Like that's kind of the buzzword of it, I guess, if you want to say that. But it truly is, it's not a bacteria. So it can't be tested in ticks. It can actually be tested through a traditional doctor because it's an allergy to a sugar molecule in mammalian products. So it's not just beef, right? It's also could be in your lotion, in your toothpaste,
Yes. Oh,
in
that was
your
huge too.
vitamin C supplements. And I, chatted with someone before and it was in their toilet paper. She was having chronic UTIs from the toilet. Like my mind was blown, right? Like, wow, what a horrible thing to have and not, if it's one thing, you can't eat red meat or you can't eat dairy or you can't, that doesn't make it easy, but it certainly makes it more understandable, right? And so there's a lot of layers to this allergy. And also what I learned is that it's not just an anaphylactic shock where your airway gets clogged. You can actually have the irritation in your gut. Like there's four different types of these reactions that you can have that many of us just aren't familiar with, right? And so again, just like with Lyme and the co-infections, alpha gal, we all react differently. So you found that yours was mostly to the meat.
Yes, it was too. As I began, once I knew about that, then I could tie things together. So I thought one of my treatments I wasn't handling well because of herxing, but it was the heparin that they were using to make sure my blood was thin enough to be removed. Heparin has bovine or porcine, I can't remember. It has mammal products in it. And then once we cut that out, once I realized that was the connection, okay, then I started feeling better because I wasn't receiving that treatment anymore. But then occasionally, with a certain supplement I was taking, I realized it had a gelatin capsule. Like it was just all these different layers.
So many.
And I think that there's still a lot of research out there on alpha gal, whether you can overcome it or not. And I think the late 80s was when the first person is on record. I'm not sure exactly, but it's been around, but just very quiet under the radar, really, because it wasn't that commonly identified. But
Yeah, I had, it's been a few months ago, but I had a guest on my show who apparently was kind of I guess she was the guinea pig, if you want to call it that. So she
Yeah.
gets it, and it was so new, and the CDC doesn't really know anything about it. So the CDC actually contacted her, like they had a schedule, like once a month, they contacted to kind of get updates to try to get some information to piece together to be able to share with the public about what was going on. And she got, I can't remember the year that she had it, but it was many, many years ago. So yeah, it's, and they're still doing, obviously more research. The more people that talk about it, the more awareness, right? So we can get all the information out there. So it's accurate. So people know. We don't know what we don't know.
And that's the thing. Like I look back over the years going to the doctor, and I remember just begging in my 20s. The doctor I had, I remember her name, just asking her, please help me. And she's like, I'm trying, but we just never figured it out, until, and so much has been resolved. That's been resolved. The arrhythmia has gone away for the, I mean, I can't tell you what it's like to be able to go to sleep and curl up on whatever side I want to and not have it wake me up in the middle. 'Cause sometimes it would hold its beat. My heart would hold its beat for so long that I would wake up,
Oh my gosh, how
gasping
scary.
for air. And so it was, I'm so thankful. Yeah, I'm just super thankful.
That's amazing. So am I. So am I. And to have you come on and, share your journey with us for others to, learn and gather resources and information. Like I'm so grateful for you. So when you're treating Lyme, what did some of your treatments look like that you went through?
So at first, they kind of wanted to just build my system up because I was so
Love that.
depleted. And so they did like the Myers cocktail, the vitamin C, the glutathione, kind of just helping those detox pathways to be working the best they could. And then they started doing several different types of IVs. One was where they would take my blood out and then add ozone to it, oxygenate it, and put it back in because, pathogens don't like oxygen,
Yes.
they can't survive in that.
Ozone was
So,
one of my favorite things.
and so, and then one is they would take the blood out at another session and then run it through a UV light to sort of kill the, pathogens that were in there, and then put the blood back in.
And so, sorry, Kathy. So those were two different things that they did on you?
Yes, those were 2 different days. So I
That's
was there
interesting
3 days
because.
a week, and it was every other day.
Okay, so when I did mine back in the day, right, like a decade ago, it was AutoHeme ozone. And it was they took my blood out, they ran it through that ultraviolet light, they ozonated it and put it back in me. So mine was a two, like just a one, and I did it multiple times, but I had never heard of it being two completely separate
Yeah, it was,
treatments, I guess.
yeah, two
Interesting.
different
Okay.
treatments, and then there were some, again, building up. So I was herxing pretty badly and just so desperate for my own bed because the clinic is 3 hours away. So we would stay there during the week. So we didn't have to do a 6 hour round trip during the day, but I was just so desperate for my own bed and just to rest in my own home, and all of that. And the Lord brought that to me in a really shocking, tragic way because my doctor was, we were so happy that she helped me, that my husband was having to take me to treatments. And we thought, since you're here, you should just get a checkup because we're kind of the people that don't really go to the doctor unless we're sick. And so he hadn't really been. He's like, yeah, I might as well get a checkup. Long story short, he needed emergency open heart surgery. So, and he's a very healthy, looking at the time guy, not overweight, not your typical guy, but his LAD was 100% blocked. And then his, one of his other arteries was 70% blocked. So that forced a rest on me for treatment as I took care of him. And
Right.
so, and then when we both
See,
went,
and to me, like, sorry, I truly just believe everything happens for a reason, right? And something good comes from something bad. So maybe had you not been going through this Lyme journey, he wouldn't have gotten tested. You wouldn't have caught, just so many, there's so many blessings. There really are. Oh my gosh.
It chokes me up every time I tell that story because it is. It was just a real God timing and leading me there. And so he could get help. So So I got a treatment break while I cared for him at home. And then we both went back and received similar treatments, like the HOCAT, where it's kind of ozone work, but in a steam situation. It's like a little bed thing you lay in, and a lot of PEMF therapy.
And did your so I did HOCAT too, and it's like a it's an ozone sauna basically, and so you
Right,
sit
yes.
in this thing, but you can't breathe in the ozone, so your head is out of this machine, the rest of your body is in it. And of course I'm very claustrophobic, and so hyperventilate, all the stuff, the trauma we go through during our treatments. I personally didn't see a lot of benefits from that for me, right? How did you feel that that was one of your big things? And then also tell us about your results with the PEMF, because I did that as well, and that wasn't one of my changers either, but we're just so different.
I don't know entirely what was what, because there was just so much going on, with the alpha gal, with the herxing, with my husband, all of that. I do know that when I started everything, I would fall asleep during every treatment. It didn't matter what it was, I would fall asleep because I was so exhausted. And then by the end of the treatments, I was like due to doing, when you're in that HOCAT, you can't do anything except sit there. And my brain is like wanting to do all the things, or laying on the PEMF mat for 20 minutes. It was that 20 minutes just seemed forever because I felt like I could go do something now, So I think it was a combination probably for me of the different modalities, but I'm not sure.
No, and I agree. It's 100%. Like, journaling is a fabulous thing, and I encourage everybody to do it, because if you're having like worse days, like nights that you can't sleep when normally you can, or journaling things to be able to track kind of your
Yes.
results and maybe figure things out along your journey, right? To help share with the practitioner so you guys can kind of all connect the dots together. So journaling is great, but yeah, oftentimes we just can't tell. We do we you know I said that I swear I was just in a herx for years. Like, I didn't know anything. Is this a herx? Is it a flare? Is this working? Is this not working? Like, and it is impossible a lot of times to figure things out.
Like I figured out the heparin issue. Like it dawned on me, okay, every time I have this particular IV, I get sick, and so
And then you figured
that was
out
able,
why,
that was
and that makes
clear.
sense. Yes, heparin. Okay, so good to know.
And then the IV that I think really made the biggest difference, and I know this can be controversial for some people, but is the methylene blue. I did it,
Okay.
and I did it with a laser infusion. So they use all the different colors of light at the needle point, at the IV point. And that made a huge difference in my energy. Like that really boosted where I felt like I was back. Like I think that those need to be on a maintenance to kind of be at that level, because methylene blue has sort of a serotonin boost, I guess. I don't know the exact terminology behind it, but that
That's
really
so
made a difference in my
interesting. So
feeling.
I've heard, so methylene blue wasn't talked about when I, treated years ago. But I've never heard of this light laser, but I am all about frequencies and
Yes, I
light,
am too.
and
I am
like,
too.
it's my thing. I get really nerdy about it because I get so excited about it. So, okay, so you're getting an IV of methylene blue, and they have a laser that is beaming different rays of light at the endpoint of the needle. And how does that?
There's an IV that goes into your arm. It's a pretty big, I don't know all the, terminology for everything, but just the point that goes into your arm, it's a little bit bigger because the light
So is the
wire
light
kind of goes in that
into the
point
needle?
into your vein. And then they rotate, they move the light like every so many minutes, they change and move the light, a new light. And it's interesting, I didn't feel this, but some people were so sensitive they couldn't tolerate a couple of the colors of light. It was too intense. It caused pain. And I didn't feel that, but which I thought was interesting because of the frequency light and all of that. But
Wow, I'm going to have to find out what that is called because I've never heard of that. It sounds fascinating.
So that was kind of a turning point for me that really helped. And then we started not going to the clinic as much and staying home more and feeling like we could go longer and longer between. And so then I was going just once a month. And so then we would round trip the day, but it was still a lot, you know, just in the car for 6, 7 hours in treatment. You know, it was still just a lot on my body. And then we came home one of those evenings, got home about 9 o'clock at night. We were too wired to go to bed from just being in the car and treatment and everything, but too tired to really do anything. So we just turned on the TV. We decided to watch a Dr. Axe, Josh Axe episode because it was online. And we thought, well, we can just start it and we'll finish it tomorrow, whatever. And Dr. Rawls was on that episode, and we were glued to every minute of that episode. And it was a long episode, and we watched every minute because his story paralleled mine so much. And he said so many things that gave me hope. And so I immediately began looking into his program, not because I didn't trust my doctor or like that. It's just that I could do something here at home and not
Have to
commute.
drive and yeah.
And I can't do a port because my body does not accept foreign objects. I've tried some medical things in the past, and so I couldn't do a port. So every time I went in, it was a new IV hole, and the methylene blue was a big IV, and so I was growing weary of that. You know, I think overall it was like 32 IVs I had, and my arms were tired. I just felt
Yeah.
like I needed a little bit of a break.
A
And
million percent. I can relate. I got a new IV 5 days a week for over 3 months in a row. And I was like, I'm pretty certain when I'm done, I'm going to look like a drug addict, right? Like, am I ever going to heal? And I did. And I actually have pretty fairly decent veins now. But no, definitely a concern, right?
So it just became interesting to me that, okay, if he's feeling better and this is what he's doing, and he's able to maintain life back at what he did before being sick, I want to try this. And I did, and it has been fabulous. It's been really great.
Oh, now
So
is that the Restore 180?
yes, yeah, that's what I did.
Yes. So, you know, for the listeners out there, you know, many different ones, right? You've been in the journey for a long time. You just got diagnosed. You don't know what's wrong with you. There are some set protocols out there, like you're talking about, Kathy, that are just kind of designed to cover many layers of the healing. You know, you've got the Buhner protocol, the Cowden protocol, you got Dr. Rawls, the Vital Plan, Restore 180, and they're just set protocols, right? So we can look into those. But I really do, and if you've been listening to me at all, you know that I absolutely adore Dr. Rawls. He's been on my show many times. He's so grateful. But I especially love his protocol because you get the extra support. Like you get to be in his, you know, the Zoom calls, you get to have some coaching sessions, and it's all included with just paying for your kit of supplements every month. It's truly a fabulous program. Like I just think it's amazing that people need to know about. So if you don't mind, Kathy, can we talk a little bit about that? So
Absolutely.
what was it like? Say, so you check it out, you love this documentary, and I'm going to try to find the name of it for you listeners, and so I can link it in the description of this episode if you want to watch it, because I certainly want to watch it. I haven't seen it. So you kind of just you buy into this program and you get a box like what every month of your supplements, and just kind of walk us through what you can.
Sure. So it's 3 phases, 2 months each phase, and you do get a box. And I sort of felt like maybe I was kind of past the beginning phase, but I just had also learned going slow and steady is way better. You can avoid a lot of that herxing and just be easy on yourself, that whole nervous system piece, you know. So I decided I was okay with that, and we would just start it day one with his Restore program. But he kind of handles that herxing or just a response to the die-off. He's very, very mindful of that in this program. And so he builds the system up slowly, and each supplement is very purposeful in building you up to the last 2 months, which is more the heavy hitter months
Okay.
of the 6 month program. So yeah, so you just he it's very, very clear. Like even in the instructions in the box, there, a card comes, it tells you how to take it. It tells you if something may cause some die-off reactions, how to take it in a slower protocol. Like everything is just very, very clear. There's
Which we
coaching.
need, right? We
Yes.
have
Oh, when you're
line
so
brain.
overwhelmed. Yes,
Yes.
right. Yes. And you're forgetful and you write everything down. And yeah. And you have to reference it
Yeah.
constantly. Yes, Lyme brain is absolutely real. And so, oh, and then the coaching that comes, you get coaching once a month or once per phase. I can't remember exactly, but it was wonderful. You get all your answers to all your questions answered directly to you and your needs. And then there's so much online, more than I could even take in. There's like a schedule you can follow online of classes and just information and learn all about the healing process and just
And
what
you can
line
just
it is.
join those for free as part of the
Yeah,
program that you're
right.
in.
Yes.
Isn't that
Yeah.
incredible?
It is. It's
Like
such a
it
blessing.
is almost like having a practitioner, right? But then also
Yeah.
having a coach. Like you're
Right.
kind of
Yes.
tying both of them together. I love it.
Yeah, it was very, very helpful. And again, that need to just lay in my own bed and heal in my own home. I could do that doing this herbal program. And so of course I took it to my doctor and told her what I was doing. And I mean, you don't have to do that. His program is amazing, but I just wanted her to know, kind of out of respect and appreciation to the work that she's done for me,
Right,
this is kind of
right.
what I'm doing. And we can touch base every few months and see what you think and all of that. So she gets it, and the clinic that I went to, people come from actually all over the world. So she, they understand that you can't always be at the clinic to receive all the treatment.
Right,
So
right. And we'll put the information in for the clinic in the description of this episode as well for the listeners. So I love that. I definitely think it's something to look into. We'll put the information again, as always, listeners, everything, big topics that we talk about throughout the episode. I always link things in the description of the episode. So, Kathy, let's take a pause for a second and talk about the nervous system, one of my
Yes.
favorite things, right? Let's nerd out together about the
Yes.
nervous system because it truly is such an important piece to this healing. And I know as you were kind of phasing back into the real world again, right? Like getting your life back from Lyme and going back to work and doing all these things. I noticed that, or, I know that you dealt a little bit with things being off and you, I think, related it kind of to your nervous system.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to try to keep my mouth closed for a moment and
Okay,
let
that's okay.
you just dive through everything that you know about the nervous system and why you feel it's important and things that helped you. And did it take you long to figure out, okay, the nervous system is a big piece to the healing journey, right? Like just I'm going to sit back here and zip it and just let you
Okay,
talk.
yeah. So I learned that I got the nervous system perspective mostly from Dr. Rawls, that was probably one of my missing pieces in my healing protocol. Because as I mentioned, being type A, firstborn daughter, go, 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 the nervous system doesn't really have time to rest. And the other interesting thing I learned, just like Borrelia can burrow into the heart, it can burrow into the brain and the nervous system as well. And so I think so many of us think of the nervous system as being like a thought process and not an actual physical body system.
That's a good way
And
to say that.
yeah, so it's even like a public service announcement to help others understand that when I say my nervous system, it's not just a matter of controlling my thoughts, which that does impact your nervous system, but it's bigger than that. So I could be having a great day. So for example, when I really started to clue in the connection, I had not been able to sustain a strength training program since being sick, since treatment and trying to just get back to normal life, trying to introduce that. I could not sustain it. 2 weeks in, I would crash again and I would just be sick and and needing to rest. And but when I started the Rawls program, I was feeling like 2 months in, I think I could try again. And so I actually hired a coach. I explained my whole situation to her and said, "Would you be willing to coach me through this?" Because she was kind of a no-nonsense coach, and I really loved that approach. But I wanted her to know also, I do have a serious thing going on. I'm not just not wanting to
You
do
needed to be handled a
this.
little bit gently, yeah.
Yeah. And so she was totally on board, and I made it the full 12 weeks, which I was just floored. I had a couple hiccups in there, and I had to, listen to my body. But it was a learning journey because I was having a great time, really enjoying it. I listen to Christian rap music or Christian dance music, which is a really fun beat. And I was doing my strength training to that. But then I started noticing random symptoms like chills. I'm hot, I'm sweaty, I'm working out, but I would have random chills like over my shoulder or on my head or just unique things. And I thought that has to be my nervous system responding because strength training is a stressor on the body. Like it's a healthy stressor, but it is a stressor. And so I thought, okay, how can I manage this physical system with my thought process? And so I started listening to French cafe music when I strength train, like a really calming, fun.
I'm going to say, okay, I don't know what this is. Just describe
Oh, it's on
French
YouTube,
cafe.
like just French cafe, like what you would picture like in a movie or something, people having coffee at a French
Okay,
cafe,
okay.
and just that easy background music. So I would play that and just kind of tell myself, I'm not facing a lion. I'm in my family room lifting some weights, like really just kind of just. And it would help the process. It would really kind of calm that nervous system just to remind myself, because again, I can nerd out on this and talk forever, but the RAS, our reticulating activating system, like just that connection between mind and body and really calming the body and not having that fight or flight response constantly. Because even if you feel like you're mentally stable and you don't feel like you're in fight or flight, if your body's fighting infection at a level that you don't understand, it's like stuck on fight or flight. And so that was a
Yeah.
learning process, like just trying to connect the mind and body so I can accomplish some things in
Yeah.
life, you know?
And I loved how you called that. I never thought about that way because a lot of people do think of our nervous system of, your mindset and think positive and, all those things, but it really is your body too. It's you've got to find that balance to piece it together. And it doesn't surprise me this French cafe music, right? Because I love sound therapy, right? And music is incredibly healing because it has different frequencies, hertz frequencies that helps the body. So I'm excited to look up what this is and listen to
It's just
it.
it's just a
But
YouTube music channel.
people just they don't understand, like, and it's no judgment. We truly don't know what we don't know. But I say this with so much passion, I guess, that people listening, if you are struggling, focus on your nervous system. It is huge. And so I'm loving all the things that you're sharing about it. So continue on.
So one of the other things I did, which I know it's probably coming out of my iPhone, it's not the exact frequencies and all that I understand, but use what you have, but
Right.
Spotify, I have Spotify, and it has healing frequency sound bits on it that you can choose from. And you could pick the same hertz, but some you might not like the sound as much as others. And so I just found a few that I found very relaxing and would spend 10 minutes a day just laying on the ground and listening to this music. Or it's not music, it's just really sound waves.
But truly, this is music to my ears because this makes me so happy because I love it. I am light frequency sound, like it our that's how our bodies respond. Like it's amazing. And yes, I completely agree that maybe the sound isn't perfect. It's okay. You can find it on YouTube. I have tuning forks that I use to actually do it onto my body, right? Like there are so many ways. And so here you are, and now this is important every day, right? Consistency.
Consistency, that's the word I would use. So, because I am a perfectionist, the everyday that can weigh on your nervous system. That can weigh on your, if you're a accomplishment person, like I need to do this today, I need to finish this today. There's so many things you could be doing to heal your body. There's so many. I mean, you could spend, it could be a full-time job doing all the things, And so I just chose, because I have red light, I have vibration plate, I have, just all the things. I ground, there's so
The
many
list
things.
goes on. It goes on. And I'm like you, or at least I'm picking up on this from you, is that let's use the free things first, right? But the journey is can be expensive, right? We've got to allocate our financial resources, right? Along with our energy resources. But yes, I'm like with you. Like I love my red light therapy. I love my vibe plate. I love all those modalities that can be affordable, right? If we want to purchase certain things for our home to continue with our health. But don't forget about the free things.
That are so, the sunlight in the morning, and in the
Yes.
evening, just all those things. So I kind of made a schedule, of course, because that's my personality, but of being able to rotate through some of these modalities. So maybe if it wasn't every day, it was consistent.
Okay,
And
so
I'm so sorry, there's yard work outside. I don't know if you can hear that.
I don't hear it, so we're
Okay, good.
good. So can you walk us through kind of like your little program? Maybe somebody is like, because that's what we talk about. Like, unfortunately, the world that we live in, it's like a world of instant gratification. And we're always wanting something right now, right? And I get that. We're sick, we're struggling, we're miserable. But consistency is key with pretty much anything in life, right? Like you're not gonna, if you want to become an electrician, you're not going to take a class, right? And then be a, just be good at what you're doing. Like it's consistency. You have to keep learning and keep doing so that things trigger and store into your brain, right? Then they become second nature. And so I know consistency is so important, but people get overwhelmed, right? Like they don't know where they begin. They don't know what to do. So if you wouldn't mind, could you just walk the listeners through like maybe how you arranged that and how you figured it out and kind of what your little plan was.
So, I just started implementing what I could do first, like physically, energy-wise, what I could do first. And I could walk to my backyard and stand in the sun in the morning for 10 minutes, and I could ground, so I could kind of habit stack, where I could stand and ground, but also get the morning sunlight, direct 10 minutes, and then in the evening as well. And that's free and easy, and it is tremendous. You could go down a rabbit hole at the benefits on PubMed or whatever, any rabbit hole you choose to go down, any category. It's the benefits of grounding and sunlight in itself to your nervous system and to your overall healing, to fighting pathogens. It's really, really big. So,
It's free, and many
yes.
of us can manage to walk out in the backyard. Not everybody, right? But most of us can.
So if there were days I sat on my chair on my patio and just faced the sun. So there were days that I did that for sure. When I started my very first day, the clinic is by the ocean. So my very first day, I knew that that would be healing, but I couldn't walk. I could barely walk to the shore from, and I was staying right on the water. I could barely walk to the water line. And normally I walk up and down for half an hour, but and my husband had to help me back. So I totally understand that that it may not be an option, but that is a place to start, and that will be an easier thing to implement. And so I also pray and I read the Bible, and so that was a huge time to just slow myself down, give myself over to the Lord and this whole process and how he was going to use this in my life, and choose to be at peace with that. Like, this is for a purpose. It's not to harm me. It is for good and to bless others. And so however he could use that in me. And then those were some of my easy morning routines. I would try to go for walks. I couldn't really do that, like I said in the beginning, but I would just try a little bit. After Steve's surgery, that was an eye opener to Just taking little bits. So here's a guy, like I said, he was physically fit, hiked. We used to live near the Sierras, near Tahoe, hiked all the time, all that. He couldn't walk 2 minutes. That was the beginning of his physical therapy, was to walk 2 minutes around the house, and that in itself, he slept the rest of the day. Like it was just enough. He couldn't shower on his own. He couldn't, the energy level wasn't just a structural thing from having his chest open. It was an energy level situation. But over time, that 2 minutes became 4 minutes, that 4 minutes became 8 minutes. And then over time, a few months later, he was walking, a walk jog. And it was helpful for me to see that it's the little steps along the way. So whatever modality you have available to you in front of you, just implement it a little bit each day. And it will add up, just sometimes taking the supplements and getting on a system or a routine with that is overwhelming because there's so many different herbs that, take with food, take without food, take 2 hours from food, take, 2 hours
It's
before bed. Like
so
it's like,
much. It is so much. But yes, I completely agree that so many little steps, right? Like it's a big journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? It's a big journey. But oftentimes we have to take little baby steps. Like we can only take bite-sized pieces of information to implement things. Otherwise, it's too overwhelming. And what you just shared, Kathy, were some really easy things to do. And yes, it may not sound like a lot, but all these little things truly add up to big
They
wins.
do. Yeah,
They
and they
do.
multiply. They really
Yes.
multiply the benefit, because in the concept of energy begets energy, there is certainly times to rest, and you have to learn. This is a big one. You have to learn to listen to your body. Just like the little signs of the ch random sets of chills I would get on my body and things like really zero in and listen to your body and not gaslight yourself. I love that. Don't gaslight yourself. These are real things and you're really struggling. And so just figure out how to, recognize that and then implement the next thing. And that long haul vision, that was probably the most inspiring thing, that when I first heard Dr. Rawls say, it took him 5 years to finally feel like he was back to himself. That just, like, some people might be really discouraged to hear that, but I was absolutely encouraged because, like you said, in this world and in my personality, I was like, okay, I'm diagnosed. Great, let's fix it. And I can get on with things. Like that was my, like, we can get on to the next thing and move on. And, but it took me a year to realize, that's not the case. Like it's going to be a long haul and that's okay. Like I can slow down and live my life. I'd rather feel good or feel better doing it than to just keep crashing and keep burning, without taking the time to just really listen to my body and learn. And it gave me hope that, okay, here he is 5 years down the road, which it had been 10 years, I think, by the time he was on the show I was watching. So he's been well for a long time and consistently well. Like he learned to listen to his body. He did the protocol. He maintains the nutrition, all the things that we need to change and adjust to. But when you maintain, you can get your life back. And so it
And
was just,
keep it back.
yeah, and keep it. That's the thing. Like that was so inspiring to me. And I thought, okay, then I give myself permission. I think that's what it was. I was able to give myself permission to take the time to, it doesn't mean I'm going to be in bed the whole time. It just means I
Right.
need to take the time to
You, it
rest.
sounds like you just truly embraced your journey. This is your journey. You're going to embrace every step of it. Take away what you can, learn what you can. And, when you mentioned before a couple of times about the different chills, that you had in your body, our bodies are so beautifully designed by our creator. They always tell us something. They're not just happening for a reason, right? There is a reason why you're having these signs from your body. Listen to it. Dive into it, figure it out. Those are the pieces to healing. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love this. Like such good information. And I feel like, if you, I unfortunately I don't have children, but I know from, friends and experience that Sometimes your parents can tell you like the same thing over and over and over, and you're just like, whatever. And then somebody else will say the same thing. Oh my gosh, that was like the most brilliant idea in the world, right? And you're going, okay. So I'm certain everybody gets so tired of me talking about the nervous system and how important it is. So I'm so
Yes.
thankful that you dove into this with us today because they needed to hear it from a different perspective, I think, right? And I
Huge. It's
love
so,
everything that you
yeah.
shared. And so, oh my gosh, Kathy, this was wonderful. I thank you so much for joining me and sharing all of the amazing information that you did and kind of just took us down your pathway of healing, right? And the different layers that were important and the nervous system. And I just, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful for you. So thank you for joining me and sharing with me and with us. And I just am so happy that you are well and getting your life back. And I know that for you, as well as for me, many blessings came from this journey. And so we need
Yes,
to not forget that, right?
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be here and to share.
Thank you.